Well, I'm going to read a few more minutes, and then we'll have a five-minute break. Then I'll come back and read again. I'm going to read a different sort of reform now, some poems that touch on politics. We've known for a long time that poetry can touch on nature. That's been the discovery when humanity lived as it did for thousands of years in nature, that there's an intimate and secret and mysterious connection between certain emotions we have in nature. And then also we found out that there's a connection between poems, poetry, and love that's very close. So that love poems are done again and again. But there's no reason that the politics and the political life of the nation is just as natural a subject for poems as either love or nature. It surrounds us in the same way. There's a certain political mood, there's a substance just as real as a leaf or a tree that surrounds you all the time. And that's the psyche of your own nation. And the psyche has changed and turned, like friends you have that aren't the same now as they were 10 years ago. Something's changed. Your eyes look different. So I remember the Second World War very well. I was in the war. I thought it was a just war. I enlisted. And I remember the pride that we felt at the end of that war. And I think this has something to do, the number of poets we have in this generation has something to do with the pride we did feel. As no poet writes without tremendous pride in his own country. And all of the poets I knew at the end of the war felt that pride. But now that's changed. I don't feel that pride anymore in what the United States is doing. And it began about 7 or 8 years ago when something dark started to come in and it started to change. A certain kind of despair began to come into the United States. Harshness. So this is a poem that talks about that. Come with me into those things that have felt this despair for so long. Those removed Chevrolet wheels that howl with a terrible loneliness, lying on their backs in the cindery dirt like men drunk and naked, staggering off down a hill to drown at last in a pond. And those shredded inner tubes, abandoned on the shoulders of throughways, black and collapsed souls, who tried and burst and were left behind. And those curly steel shavings, scattered about on garage benches, sometimes still warm, gritty when we hold them, who have given up and blame everything on the government. And those roads in South Dakota that feel around in the darkness.